Previously on Patio Lanterns.
The school courtyard is transformed into a prom wonderland, adorned with twinkling lights and decorations. Excited students in their prom attire mingle and dance under the enchanting glow of patio lanterns. Kurt, 17, tough exterior but soft-hearted, leans against the wall. Lost in thought. His best friend, Ryan, 18, laid back and charming, joins him.
Hey, Matt. You okay?
Just got released from juvie, and now we're at prom. Feels weird, you know?
I mean, I get it, but you paid your dues, man. Like, let's make this prom unforgettable.
I wanted to ask Jess to prom, but things are icy between us after I kicked her baby daddy's face in.
I mean, like, you gotta step it up. Like, show her that you're there for her. You know, on the prom, beautiful chance to make memories together.
What about you, man? I thought you would be here with Emily.
Man, like, no, she's been, like, avoiding me. Not a single text. It's been weeks.
You think something's up?
I don't know, man. It's just weird. Like, she used to text me nonstop. We go from family dinners at her place almost every night, talking with her dad about how many babies we're going to produce, to just being ghosted.
Bzzzt. We need to talk. From Jess. Looks like it's time to face the music.
I just got a text from Emily. Like, she says, can we talk? By the courtyard. And wants to chat too. Wonder what's up.
Hey, Jess.
We need to talk, Kurt.
I know things have been rough, Jess. I'm sorry for kicking that guy's ass. I just have so many feelings deep inside. Rage from childhood trauma. I took it out on him, I guess. But I want to make things right. I still want to be part of your life.
Kurt, I've been meaning to tell you. Daniel, the lost boy from the other side of the tracks, he's not the father of my five babies. You are.
What? I am? But we haven't even had sex.
I know it doesn't make sense to me either, but our high school love is so strong, so pure. It just happened. That one night, when you kissed me underneath those patio lanterns, I felt something special.
I guess it's some kind of high school miracle. I love you, baby. Will you go to prom with me?
I thought you'd never ask. Hey, Emily.
We should talk, Ryan.
Emily, you've been so distant lately. Like, what's going on?
I needed space, Ryan. I've been dealing with personal stuff.
I'm here for you, Em. Always.
Ryan, I lied to you. I'm not actually pregnant. I'm sorry.
What? But the pregnancy tests and all the unprotected sex.
Fake. All of it. You and my dad were so excited to pump out babies. I just wanted to go along with it. To make you guys happy. I can't lie anymore. It's not what I want. I understand if you don't want to see me anymore.
But Emily, like that night by 5K, when I told you that you are a lily pad to my toad, that you keep me afloat against all odds and logic. When I said that, I meant it. I love you like my granddaddy loves his tractor.
Oh, Ryan. How did I ever get so lucky?
And will you be my prom date?
Tonight and always. These two lovers smile and embrace also. Prom night is in full swing with students dancing and enjoying the festivities. Kurt and Jess dance together, their connection rekindling. Ryan and Emily join the dancing, moving past their recent troubles. Prom night winds down as students gather outside under patio lanterns. laughing, and reminiscing. Kurt, Ryan, Jess, and Emily stand together, creating a circle of friendship.
Episode four.
There was a middle part where I wasn't sure whether to narrate.
I know. There's that awkward pause. See if you can just cut that down by like 3 seconds.
The podcast listeners will get the clean version. But really, what I love about Patio Lanterns, the podcast, is now we exist in like almost all forms of media. And so, for example, like we've done like the Patio Lanterns High sketches, and we did like the Tuna No Crest sketch.
Yeah.
Depending on whether you're listening to the podcast, watching the live stream, or watching the video on Instagram, different version every time. So you really have to like, subscribe, and follow us everywhere to get the everything, all the content.
Yeah, the only theme, we're only not on TikTok yet. That's the only thing that's missing.
Yeah, you gotta be the TikTok guy. I don't know if I can get on there. I just can't even.
That's all right, Kurt. But hey, we've made some song of the summer progress, haven't we? Should we go there? We have a lot of content to go through. I just realized
we either do it first or we do it last.
I like to do it last, you know. I think give people something to wait.
Okay.
Wait for a little incentive to listen through. Yeah.
Okay. So final four coming up. Ryan's got his wine. By the time he finishes that glass and another one, we'll be onto the final four. Exactly. I want to kick things off, Ryan, with something light, but also angry. Have you been on Snapchat recently? Like in the last 6 months?
Yes, absolutely.
What the hell is this AI? You seen this My AI?
Oh, yeah. We chat every day.
that's something you would do, like a journal, like your audio journal. No, like you don't actually talk to My AI, do you?
I've tried it before, but we don't talk.
You can't get rid of it. You have to get Snapchat Plus or something to delete it. I Googled it. I was like, how do I get rid of this fucking guy off my
feed? Yeah, it's always at the very top as well.
Yeah, always at the top. And accidentally click on it sometimes. Then you get Snapchat. You get instantly lost. And I have no idea who laid this out. Somebody laid it out with a blindfold on. But then I Googled it. You actually have to pay money to like get Snapchat Plus to be able to have the added feature to get rid of it.
Disappointing. Then, you know, I just asked them if they listened to Patio Lantern's podcast yet, and they have not.
What kind of AI is this? Well, like ChatGPT doesn't know a thing about Patio Lantern's, the podcast.
We've been around for over 5 years.
Yeah. I know, and it says like if this is a podcast that was made after like 2022, I may not have heard it. I'm like, buddy, GPT, like we've been going for 5 years. Like, how have you not heard of us? I thought they'd be able to recite Kurt and Ryan on the pod.
Shitty. We're in the like the podcasting textbooks by now.
Exactly. Yeah, we were actually like one of the founders. We wrote the book. I don't know. The AI, they're not advanced enough. Like, come on here.
They've gotten dumber, I think.
Well, I think that's we all in general. Yeah, that's what they say. And you know, I mean, you've confirmed it. You do hard work on there.
Confirmed. Here's another light topic before we get into your San Francisco trip. I love this conspiracy theory. I'm not sure if you've heard it yet, that Morgan Wallen is fabricated. It's just Miley Cyrus singing his songs.
That
is so good.
Another musician, another Randy conspiracy about how they're not real.
It's hilarious. I mean,
Miley Cyrus?
Someone did all these sound engineers did this analysis. And I don't pretend to know the science, but the way they presented it was very, very interesting. You know, they say that Morgan Wallen just made up. He's fiction. It's just Miley Cyrus singing that stuff. Like, he's just an actor.
Because they sound like it sounds the same as Miley?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's so stupid. I'm tired of these stupid conspiracy theories. You come to the pod.
Well, Kurt, you know, I'm trying to present it in a neutral light. Let's let the Lanternites, you know, decide for themselves. You know, next time you listen to Seven Summers Ago, just think, could this be Miley out here right now?
Lanternites, we need you to vote. We need you to, if you're on Instagram, reach us at PL Podcast or email us at Patio Lanterns. I think it's Patio Lanterns Podcast.
Patio Lanterns Podcast at gmail.com. Yeah.
Yeah. You know that thing. Oh, or, yeah. Reach out to a friend of ours, Alexander Grant on LinkedIn. He's always tuned in.
Going live on Twitch. We're live right now.
Yeah, we need some comments, like, badly. I'm not even ready to go to Cali yet.
That's okay. I got one more thing. Keith Cook, Carlson Ross. We got to find him. You know,
this is a headline of the episode.
Yeah, so he's a former friend of the show. I guess friend of the show. I can't say former. He's always a friend of the show. Former guest, head of the ISIS, also known as the Vancouver Island Sasquatch Investigation Squad. And yeah, my guy, I was trying to do a checkup on the ISIS and I thought I couldn't find a link. So I'd like, all right, I'll just like search up Keith Cook, Carlson Ross, like see how he's doing. Like I haven't seen him post in the group for a while. So I went through all our old messages and all of them were just, like they were, the Zuck must have got to him because they were all wiped. It says every single message he sent me says this message was removed because it doesn't follow our community standards. Like, and it
how
just
can
makes
that
me
be
wonder,
for every single message?
Yeah, every single message. Very
what are you guys
curious.
Talking about? Makes me curious.
Yeah, I'm just trying to go.
You
off
got him banned.
I'm just going off of what I was talking to him. This last message I sent was October 20th, 2019. And I said, hey, Keith, just tried knocking at your door at 1 today, but no one was there. So I made it down to Tassus. Hope you had a great day. Thumbs up. He sent a couple messages.
What an insane point in time. 2019, just tried knocking on Keith Carlson Ross's door.
A little bit I know that 4 months later would be a COVID-19 pandemic. Incredible. Yeah. Such a pure time to be alive, you know?
This is scary stuff. Like he's known for, you know, he's dedicating his life's work to educating people about Sasquatch and also hopefully finding Sasquatch. And now something may have found him first and he's been wiped off the grid. We have a campaign started on our Instagram at PL Podcast, Find Keith 2023. We're concerned for our friend's well-being, actually. We did see that if you search up Keith Cook Carlson Ross, either on LinkedIn or just on Google, you'll find he does have a LinkedIn profile. So he took steps to ensure he had like a backup social media account. He chose wisely. He chose the top premier like business networking site in LinkedIn, where professionals get together and talk about really intelligent things, and really productive site all around. And so I'm glad to see Keith's on there, but worried for sure about where this guy is. So if you see him, let us know.
Absolutely. Very concerned. Yeah, I know the Lanternites will track him down. So,
well, I was no saying we might have to get Man Tracker on this again, like we did last time.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause he hunted down, was it Kalma?
You Gipper? Always remember these guys' names. Like, Bob and Joe, I have no idea who these guys are, but you know, like their first, middle, and last names.
Yeah. Man Tracker is, he's the best around, best in the biz for sure. So, yeah, we'll get in touch and see how that goes. And speaking of Alexander Grant, guys just absolutely on a tear on LinkedIn. What's been the top Alexander Grant moment on LinkedIn over the past two, three weeks that we have to catch everyone up on?
What do you got for me? There's been so much on there. I mean, I like to just take things either that happened on the podcast or that just happened in my life and then like turn it into a LinkedIn post. So like I was traveling, we'll get into that. Posted about airports and what an exciting time it is to be in the busyness of an airport on your way to your next destination, your next meeting or whatever. You had the forest fires, I believe. Yes. Like that's a big topic around here and Hawaii and worldwide, I guess. But the forest fires and what that means, and then also the grasshoppers and what are these grasshoppers up to? I mean, we still don't know what these grasshoppers are up to.
Yeah, a lot of great content out there. I think that the one I was hesitant to post a business related topic for Alexander to do with the forest fires, very sensitive topic. But I was like, it just got ChatGPT to bang this thing out. You know, how do forest fires speak to Alexander Grant's leadership style? And they just really just tied it all together. It builds resilient communities. Like it's good for business, right? That's what Alexander Grant's all about.
Well, how can thought leaders be leaders if they don't touch on the important but tough subjects, such as the devastating forest fires? Also a sensitive topic and fresh off the press. It was touchy. It's always touchy when you're talking about someone that's recently deceased, but Bob Barker passed away. Mm. You may have seen him in Happy Gilmore or The Price is Right. And RIP. And Alexander Grant decided and actually broke the news, I think, for a lot of people because he was quick on it. And he talked about how Bob Barker spoke or read a book at his kindergarten class when he was a kid, and now that inspired him. And also his like animal efforts about, just taking spayed care of your animals and getting them spayed and whatnot. So that was a great moment as well.
Did that one get any likes on his post? I think it got a couple of likes.
Back?
I'm back.
Are we back? That was crazy.
That was a long pause.
I thought Mark Zuckerberg like, ran into your room and was shoving a potato sack over your head.
Shut it off. Yeah, that's a good time to bring up. I'm in Smithers, BC, right central northern BC here. And is that cool behind you? It's a high school I am. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great place to be. Never been up north before, never been to PG, never been to Smithers. It's all my first time doing this road trip, and I like it. I'll tell you what. Nothing gets me fired up like seeing like the biggest something in a town. For example, like the biggest fly fishing rod, the biggest hockey stick, the biggest like wooden trout, all that stuff. Like East Town's got a little like shtick that fires me up. Absolutely gets me going.
What's your recent example?
Well, like all those things.
Fly fishing rod. Oh, you saw all those up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the hockey sticks in Duncan. But, for example, the biggest fly fishing rod was that Burns Lake or Houston? One of those small towns.
Okay. Prince George is utterly fascinating to me. It is this
big,
widespread ghost town. There's absolutely nobody on the streets. I am just in awe when I'm up there. It's kind of spooky. Yeah,
absolutely. And the streets are massive. That's what I noticed. Yeah. First thing I noticed, you get out there, you could fit like each lane's two lanes wide. Like yeah. It's just absolutely hilarious. Like they drive big old trucks up here. But like, I agree. I came in on a Friday night, and it was just a ghost town.
No surprise. It's always a ghost town. It is. Mm. I hear about all these people living and working in Prince George. There's a hockey team. You wouldn't know it if you went to visit. If you wouldn't see a damn person.
Yeah. Oh,
who's that boy? Is that?
Yeah, we're looking after the dog. It's okay. He's doing all right.
Who else is there? You're just podcasting with the whole family.
Yeah, you get it. It's really family. It's a family affair up here. That's what I learned.
I think it's a good time to mention that we survived the smilk. This was a while back now.
Wow. Yeah, what a journey that was.
I was. I thought we needed to mention it because, well, I think we teased it in our last episode, but also I was teasing it on my stream as well. I was like, oh, you know, going for the float, big float tomorrow with Randy. And it was like, oh, might not survive. But turns out we had to, once we got boots on the ground, we saw it was a no-go. We had to pull out back down, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. You know, we put all that effort to get us out there. You know, it's a big hour and a half drive from Penticton our launch point just to find that it was just, oh, the water was just... Yeah, like 6 inches of clearance.
There was,
you know, the rocks were just jutting out. And the boys were commenting, like, we drove like 60 fucking kilometers from like the point we dropped off our car.
Yeah, it was so long.
We just have these little shrinky dink tubes.
It was, because we were
slaughtered.
Yeah, we thought we would have to like walk a bunch if we actually went and tried to run at it. But the drive to the, we dropped off our car at the finish point, and the drive to the starting point was so long, so much longer than any float we've done. It would have been, it's billed as like a 4 to 5 hour float, but we were concerned, especially at the low water level, that it would be double that easily. It would be something crazy.
Yeah. Well, a friend of the show, Big Sean Vera, kept on, he was the first to point out like, no, we're not doing this. No. And he was scared. I didn't want to call it quits. I hadn't seen enough evidence to pack it in yet, but you get down there and it's just like, oh Jesus. Because like the tourism Caremias website is like, it's got it all laid out. You got these different launch points, you know, 4 to 6 hours. But even if this like launch point had like high, like normal amount of flow, you need a kayak to get down this thing. Like you need a hard bottom, or you'd be absolutely in the middle of nowhere with a punctured float.
And the routes through like the big ass rocks were like super narrow. We wouldn't have been able to tie together at all. We would have been going single file with a couple paddles. We would have just been
Someone would have got left behind for sure. Like part of me like wants to know like how it would have happened if we had all went. Like who would have been the first to get separated, or like just like walk through someone's property to get to the highway and hitchhike back, you know, like all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, well, we had a good time and saw 54:40 after that. Let's get to the California trips, I suppose, here.
Yeah. I think we got to get to it.
We were both in California, different parts of California, different times, different things going on. Randy, you were in the hurricane season there in Los Angeles and Disneyland. God, what happened?
Yeah, so I'm fleeing these. So we have this bachelor party planned out for Rider Hoy, and we're going to Los Angeles. Hoy. And the night before we're flying out, I'm driving to Vancouver, and this is right when these West Kelowna fires are just starting to pop off. Yeah. So, oh, Jesus. Like, I'm driving on the connector, and it's like, we don't really know how bad it was going to get at this point, but like I'm driving on the connector and this plume of smoke just gets like bigger and bigger. It's like, it's gotta be like 5 kilometers high. Like it's just massive.
massive plume of smoke. I'm like, that's when I realized, like, oh, I'm fucked. Like, this place is going to, like, there's going to be huge evacuations. Like, oh, Jesus. And then just try to, like, shrug it off. Like, you know, put it in the back of my mind. Like, you
don't
know,
worry about it. You're getting out of there.
Don't worry about it. Like, I'm out. I got to have a good time on this bachelor party, right? And then, you know, of course, the night before, I'm, like, looking at Los Angeles news. And then it says, Tropical Storm Hillary gets, like, upgraded to a hurricane. And it's hitting Los Angeles. And it's just like, oh, like, okay. Like, yeah, this is going to be a fun little adventure. And, yeah, L.A., like, they never get hurricanes. So, like, this is – I don't think they've had a hurricane since, like, the 40s, which is absolutely wild. And so – I like kind of got this in the back of my mind, like, all right, this is gonna be like, see what happens. And yeah, we just, like, you know, the guys, we're all adaptable, right? We had a great time out there. So, you know, first night, rewind it a bit, made shirts for the boys that said ride or die on there, because, you know, rider, ride or die. And then I had like a pic of him driving. When I cropped it, so just like cut it off, so he was walking into the airplane with his like crop top on, and he was the only one wearing his shirt. So it was a crop top. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was a short one. Got some great photos, and yeah, we're all sitting in like separate parts of the airplane because we don't want to like pay the extra money to sit together. And so he's like stuck between these two people, just wearing this like crop top on this like 3-hour flight. It was hilarious. But yeah, first night, it was great. Get down to like, we kind of stayed in like Santa Monica area. A lot of great songs about this. About
yeah,
this
like pier. The theory so I of a dead man song.
Mm-hmm, I forgot. I got to check this out. So yeah, first night, we find this like amazing, amazing jazz band. And they were just like, we were just bumping. Like it was an absolute like rage or good time that we just walked into without like zero planning. And yeah, like I forgot what they do down there is they free pour, right? So friend of the show, Jake Carey, goes up there. He tries to order a round of double G&Ts for the boys. And it's like 10:30, 11 in the evening. And okay. He comes back. He doesn't say anything to me, but he says it to the other guys. Like, he's like, they're a little strong. And he was telling us the day after, he's like, yeah, these were like quads. These are quad G&Ts in like a short glass. So they were like, he had like, it was all gin with like a little tonic. And we had these and that was like a night out decision. Like we were packing it up, going back to our Airbnb at like 12 o'clock on our first night. Cause we were just like absolutely tanked. Ryder comes up to me half an hour later. He's like, yeah, I'm going to spew in 30 minutes. And I was like, all right, like yeah. time to go, man. And we pack it up. And yeah, he does. He spewed like perfect timing right out of the Uber. It was like precisely 30 minutes later. The guy's got a lot of skill right there.
That's such a rider thing. I think like that's perfect. But like the free pour, you like saying that's what they do down there. Like, what do you mean? Like, just like, the United States that is against shot glasses, or
yeah, from my limited time in the U.S., mostly in California, I've just seen the free pours.
And then, like I don't know if that's true. And then also, just because you're free pouring doesn't mean you have to like overdo it by like double.
Oh yeah, it's not like I don't think everywhere does this for sure, but our guy just wanted to get us like liquored for sure, and so he's pouring just quads for the guys.
There you go, boys, drink up.
Yeah. It just got so messy. That was just, it was too much. Yeah, night two, you know, we went to LA Dodgers game. They got a beautiful stadium, you know, glad to have been there. It ended up flooding the day later because of the hurricane. But I'll rope it back around to that. They actually like played two games in one day on the Saturday instead of one day Saturday, one game Sunday because of the hurricane forecast.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, glad we got that going. We just went to the second game that we had already bought tickets for. So glad that worked out. Yeah, real highlight. We were looking for a strip club and we found the perfect, we were like talking to people. I was talking to people at the bars like, hey, would you guys have any recommendations for like, you know, strip clubs to go to around here? Because we were in like, I don't know, a bit more of a LA locals area of the of the town, and they're like, "Oh, you gotta go to Jumbo's clown room, man. Like,
oh,
Jumbo's
God.
Clown room. They'll take good care of you there." And like,
oh God.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And so
that's so good.
Yeah, it was really good. And yeah, it was perfect. We like got that rolled in there like just before midnight or so. Just like immediately go to the, just pull out some cash, get it, like just turn $200 all into ones.
Yeah,
you know, a hand rider, $100 of ones. Like, here you go, man. Like, make it rain out there. And it, like, is so, that was the highlight for me, just watching him just make it rain. Like, that was just, it was just perfect. I think the ones are just a lot more fun to toss than like loonies and toonies.
Oh, definitely. Wait,
yes.
If you're tossing loonies and toonies, that's like charity. That's like homeless.
Yeah. But yeah, you get the ones going, like it's a good time. Well, yeah, it was just a lot of fun. I got a hat that has like Jumbo's clown room on it. I wish I had it with me, but I'll show you another day.
God.
It's great. You know, a lot of good times out there. Day three, you know, we're going to go back to the family friendly side. We ended up at Disney. Oh, we didn't end up. We planned to buy tickets at Disneyland. So we had tickets at Disneyland. The hurricane's rolling in, you know, like it's pouring rain out there, and we're going into Disneyland. But the great part was there were no lineups, right? Because everyone's,
I know, that's what I was
down
thinking.
Batting down the hatches. So we roll in there. We were into the California Adventure Park, and we got onto the California Screamin' Coaster first thing, which is now called the Incredicoaster for the Incredibles. And yeah, we get in there, no lineups, walk right on. And we're getting on, and you're just immediately, like, you're drenched. Like, I've never seen anything like this when you're on this coaster, but you're like, you know, there's a few loops, and you're getting absolutely just like pelted by the rain.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun, but that was like par for the course for most of it. Really short lineups and all that. But I think 2 hours in, they started closing down rides because of the hurricane was coming, and there wasn't any wind, but it was just like a lot of rain. It was like 10 millimeters an hour or something like that. Like, it was just absolutely coming down. And yeah, we just made the most of it, had a good time. Everyone's very hungover, but you know, that's how it works. We all had like the friend of the show, Ali Funk, got us like the Minnie Mouse ears to wear throughout Disneyland. So, you know,
she like pre-bought them before you even got to Disneyland. Like,
yeah, because they're gonna charge you like, yeah, Ryder brought it with him in his suitcase. So we all.
Well, where did she get them from?
You have to ask her, man. Oh. Good question. But yeah, we're wearing these ears the whole time. That was pretty funny. Yeah, we just got back. Like, we're Ubering everywhere and like just Ubering back. Everyone's just a bunch of just like wet rats out there, just soaked, right?
Yeah, Uber drivers not get mad, or like, how are the streets even?
Oh, they're great. They're faster than ever. You know, LA traffic, okay, Notoriously terrible, but yeah, that day was our fastest travel time by far because no one was on the road. So we were just like absolutely just lucked out there.
Well, I wasn't sure if the streets would be slightly flooded. And also, would the Uber driver be pissed that you're getting in soaking wet?
Yeah, they seemed all right. Like, he was yelling at Ryder for like not having his seat in the right position. But I think that's just unrelated to the whole hurricane incident.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. But goddamn, this whole trip, like, I was really struggling to find gluten-free food. Like, it was just really hard. Like, I was just running on empty most of these nights. I just had like fries to eat. Like, I had like a breakfast in the morning and fries to eat one day. That was like the extent of my calories. So I was absolutely running on empty. And I get to like Disneyland, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna find some like gluten-free food. I don't care. I'm gonna find the first thing I see, I'm just gonna get. And we find this place, and like, and you know, it's like Disneyland, so there's a few restaurants, but not that many. And the only thing on the menu for me are these shrimp salads. And I'm like, fuck, like, all right, like, I'm gonna get two of these things. Like, let's go. And like, I go and order these two things, and the guys thought it was like the funniest thing they've ever seen in my life. In their lives, like, this is the fuck. They could taking pictures of me eating my shrimp salads and shit. And I was like, guys, like, I'm just chowing down. Like, this is great. Like, I'm fucking starving here. I've been running on empty. You know, like, is it that different from eating, you know, two cheeseburgers or something like that? You know, just a couple of shrimp salads.
I don't. Yeah. So this is at Disneyland. Didn't they charge you an arm and a leg for each salad?
Oh yeah, yeah. It wasn't cheap, but I was.
I feel like I was starving at this point.
It was like a $36 meal.
Okay. Yeah. And then so like I saw you also were eating. They were taking videos of you eating just the hot dog wiener at the ball game.
Yeah, Jake really likes that stuff. Just filming me eating my modified foods. Yeah, I get the bun. Yeah, no big deal.
So did someone else eat your bun, or did
no? I got no bun.
Did you get a discount?
Dodger dog, no bun. No, because it was like more work for them to like go back to the kitchen and ask for a dog that wasn't like pre-wrapped.
Yeah,
like a bun.
You know? I'm surprised there wasn't more like gluten-free stuff. You know, in LA, I was too. The land of celebrities and influencers.
Oh yeah, for sure. I thought there would be two. Maybe just like the places we went to, and I always like. I never want to be the guy that's like, oh, we got to go somewhere else because there's like not enough. Like the right option for me. So like I always try and make it work, but I was surprised by the lack of options. I think it was just bad luck really. Cause I've had pretty good, like, I don't know, gluten-free food in California before. All seems to work, you know. In-N-Out's great, In-N-Out Burger. I'm not sure if you went there in San Francisco, but you know, just get that thing protein style, you're ready to go.
And what is that, like a lettuce wrap or?
Yeah, no. Lettuce wrap. Lettuce wrap.
I don't know. That's all Michelle could talk about before, but we never ended up going there. Kind of ran out of time. I didn't really care about it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, all in all, it was like the hurricane. Can you even call it a hurricane? There was no wind. It was just a bunch of rain. They just had like a monsoon pretty much. And like all these.
And it only hit areas, you on the one day.
Yeah, just on the Sunday. We thought for sure that our flight was going to be delayed. Like, delayed or canceled for sure. Like, we're like, all right, we're gonna be staying another night, like, so we'll figure it out, but whatever. And never happened. We were delayed like half an hour. Yeah, you know, that's just normal.
Because that was the day after. That was Monday.
Yeah, Monday, the day after. But you know, my mom's like looking at all these photos and like, oh my god, like, oh god. We got the, you know, the Dodger Stadium's flooding, and there's everyone, all these other pictures that are around it, and everyone's freaking out. And I didn't affect us. Like, we had a great time.
Not my problem. See ya.
Yeah, yeah. Adios.
And then flying back. So like this whole like, yeah, you were kind of, you drove down.
Yeah. Good thing I drove to Vancouver.
That saved you a little bit.
Totally. Because the Kelowna airport was closed and I was just so hungover and tired coming back, driving from Vancouver to Kelowna that day. And, you know, hit that Vancouver rush hour traffic adds a good hour and a half onto the trip just because of the time. I forgot it was like a Monday. And then you get into town and it's just like, oh my God, like the smoke. it was just classic, like you couldn't see like 100 meters ahead of you. Like it's just thick wildfire smoke. So, but, you know, the heart goes out to all the people that got evacuated and houses burned down, but hopefully the worst is over.
Lake Okanagan Resort burnt down.
Yeah. Okay. There's an interesting theory about that one.
Oh God! Here we go, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Because the people like it was it used to be like my.
Oh, they set it on fire.
They, I guess they didn't.
They fanned the flames towards it.
they fanned the flames towards it. Yeah. They're like, all right, like we've had this resort for a while, like. We're bankrupt. The people that own the units are just like, all right, let's cash this fucking thing out, you know? That's a conspiracy theory, but unvalid.
It is kind of, was old and dingy. Went there with some friends to visit, see it as a potential wedding venue. And it was kind of, yeah, you could tell. It had a few parties in its time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, how's that smoke looking now, Curdy boy? You're in the Okanagan.
This is like I was away last week, but I want to say like this is the first like clear day since before that West Kelowna fire started, basically, in Penticton. There's also been fires burning down south down here that have affected us as well. So we're getting double whammied. But yeah, like today with the rain, I was like looking out the window at work. I was like, oh my God, like there's hills here. There's mountains. Like, wow. Because there's always been like, there's been at least a little bit of haze, and I kind of adjusted to that. And then when the West Kelowna fires went off, it was like,
yeah.
People were vomiting on the streets. Everyone, it was like daylight savings time out there. You couldn't see when you're driving. People were running over the sidewalk. It was a pandemonium. It was crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't there to see that. I know I would have been one of the crazy ones, like just honking at people, get the fuck off the road. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Just panic buying gas like a motherfucker. Like, all right.
That could be you, too. Let's go. Gas cans. Get in there. In your toilet paper.
Yeah. So, like, have you been following the boots in the ground news in Celeste by Salmon Arm? There's, like, these fires going on there. And there is, like, the locals there have these conspiracies that, like, the government doesn't care about them. They only want to have firefighters in Kelowna and all that. And then I get all these reports that, like, and I have a friend who's a volunteer firefighter out there near Blind Bay. He got deployed. And he was telling me, like, all these people are, like, they steal fire. They refuse to get evacuated, first of all. And then they end up stealing fire equipment. Like, there's only one bridge in and out of this place. And the fire, like, team put sprinklers on there. And they stole all their sprinkler equipment three times to, like, put it onto their own properties. And then there were stories that these guys would steal the trucks of firefighters and just take it. They just wouldn't take them. Yeah. And like they take this equipment back to their properties to like fight it on their own because the fucking government's not going to like do it for them, you know? Yeah. And this whole time, they've just been getting in the way of like people trying to do the job of like saving the town. It's just absolute just ridiculousness coming out of there.
No, I hadn't been following or heard that. I heard of some stories about like blockades and things like that, but nothing to that extent to steal the fire trucks.
Just get them out of there. It's like the free folk are just, they got up there to try and bust the blockade, and it's just like, oh, guys.
It's just tiring. It's just,
it is.
Whatever. Get out. Go away. Yeah. Okay. My turn. My turn, dirtbag. I took inspiration from Ryan. I saw how much fun he was having down with all his friends at the Dodgers game and at Jumbo's Clam Shack or whatever.
Clown Room. Yeah. Say it right.
I can't remember that's the real name of it. I thought at first you were like exaggerating or joking. You're doing that thing you do.
Yeah.
The clam room. Yeah, that sounds.
No, not clam. Clown. Jumbo's clown room.
It is clown.
Yeah. I heard you say clam there. It's not the clam room. It's the clown. It's the
clam room. I was like, Jesus.
The clown room. Yeah.
Well, what?
I kind of like the clam.
That'd well, it sounds, it's more relevant.
Greasy
kind of gives you an idea. What's the clown room? Why is it the clown room? That's even more fucked.
Yeah, you just have to be there, man.
Wow. I went to California. So you were there. I was leaving after the weekend, so you were coming back, and I was supposed to leave on the Monday there.
Yeah.
So by that point in time, the fires have been going for a few days, and I was like, oh boy. And then they shut down the Kelowna airport pretty fast. And we got quite a bit of smoke in Penn City here. But flights are still up and running, no problemo. We do what we can here in this small town. But then on Sunday, I'm like, it's like really bad. Like the smoke's really, really bad. I'm like, oh God. So I was actually working a little bit that weekend. You know, you got to get ahead in this life, right? So I'm not always putting in the extra hours when I can.
Rise and grind, man.
Hashtag hustle.
Just like Alexander Grant would want to.
Yeah. And so I'm working there on Sunday, and I'm kind of like, oh crap, like I think like the flights are, I think they're going to be canceled here out of Penticton. And I think I already saw like maybe a couple of the early ones on Sunday were like delayed, listed as delayed. So I was kind of waiting for it. And I was already thinking in my head, oh, what am I going to do? And then like, you know, at like 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I get the notification from the WestJet, the airline, and they say, you're canceled. They say your flight is canceled. You're not going anywhere. Yeesh. And so I'm like, all right, canceled. Talked to my sister who I went on this trip with. And so I already kind of decided what I was going to do. I was prepared. I was like, I had a flight for Monday. So this is Sunday. My flight was supposed to be 6 a.m. I think on Monday morning, bright and early. And Penticton to Calgary, Calgary to SFO. And so I thought, oh, well, I might just have to drive to Calgary. But I was already kind of looking at different flight options as well online. And I saw maybe Vancouver is an option instead, Vancouver to San Francisco. But I was thinking, okay, maybe I'll drive to Calgary and maybe I'll leave at like midnight or something and just drive all night. I'll just pull an all-nighter, maybe take a quick nap tonight and pull an all-nighter, drive straight to the airport. And my sister's like, oh, well, why don't you leave like soon? And then you can just catch a couple hours of sleep at my place, whatever. So one of those things was going to happen. Then I hopped on the phone with WestJet, managed to switch my flights to be Vancouver to San Francisco. So it meant quite a bit shorter drive for me. So instead I left at, you know, like 4:30 in the morning on Monday and drove down to Vancouver and caught a flight there to San Francisco. And so it kind of sucked. It added extra travel time. And then it was like, I had to park at the airport and extra gas. So it added all that extra cost that I was hoping to spend on wine, but I did anyways. And so anyways, I was there for like 5 days or 4 days, whatever. And Monday night, get in there late afternoon, and we go to a concert. We go to Zach Bryan. You know Zach Bryan, right?
Very hot right now. He's like a combination of Luke Bryan and Zach Brown.
He's so hot right now. It's crazy. Okay, so Zach Bryan. We go to Zach Bryan, and we're in Oakland, actually. We're in the Oakland Arena, and the roof hangs down really low. So I'm kind of like, can't really see. Can somebody move this thing? But they couldn't. Anyways, I met Zach Bryan, and I've listened to him. And now I have all his songs and stuff and whatever. And I already had downloaded a bunch, but I never really got around to listening to him too much. So I didn't really know the words. I knew some of his songs, kind of. I heard them. I'm the only one in the arena that doesn't know the words. Like it's so ridiculous. Like I was flabbergasted. This guy has, to me, in my opinion, has flown somehow kind of like been super popular, but also like flown under the radar.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
He seems like he's a superstar that's kind of like flown, like quietly gotten there. And now I'm like, holy crap, like this guy is like the Taylor Swift of country music. He's like this country guy, and a lot of his music is pretty slow going. It's like acoustic, a lot of it.
Totally.
He's up there, I'm heading south, blah. His arena experience I thought was like way different. Like all his songs are juiced up, they're on steroids. The whole arena, I've never been to a concert where the whole arena is singing along to every single song and they know all the words. Wow. I'm standing there like an idiot because I'm like, once he says like the title of a song, I'm kind of like, ah, like I say those two words, heading south, dawns. And I'm kind of like 10 words behind trying to like catch up with the crowd. But it's crazy. Like the crowd was so vocal, singing to every song. I'm like, where did this guy come from? He's just blown up immediately. Yeah. It's wild. And he's not even doing anything. Like he's in the center of the arena in like a circular stage, and he's walking around to different mics. And all he does is he walks in there, no sleeves. He doesn't do sleeves. And he walks in there with his guitar, and he just walks around to each mic in a circle, and he goes, hey, and then I'm singing now. And then he kind of does this. And he was so goddamn polite. I've never, like, he was every song, every verse. Thank you, Oakland. I love you guys. Like, every damn song. And then even after the first song, Ryan, and he does this the whole night. First song's over. All right, Oakland. You guys got one more in you tonight? He does that like a million
times. No.
All right, thank you, Oakland. You guys got one more in you tonight? It's like two songs in. I'm like, yeah. Yes, Zach. and anyways, I just couldn't get over the crowd was electric. I was a bit of a dummy. I was like, trying to catch all the songs, but it's wild. This guy's just a superstar, and I feel like he's quietly gotten there. But I think other people that are fans will probably tell me I'm wrong, but they're wrong. Okay, so yeah, that was night one. Good show. Yeah, I like him. And he just released a new album, actually. So then day two, we hit Alcatraz up first thing in the morning. And you went to Alcatraz last year?
Yeah, with a friend of the show, John Favreau, and I.
And I got to mention, Ryan, we agreed that Frisco – it's a cold ass city. You might as well be in Alaska there.
Mm.
This time, hot as hell. Like the locals are telling me on the street, they're whispering. It's never been so hot in my life. This is unusually warm for San Francisco. And believe me, it was hot as hell. I brought like a jacket on. We're taking a big ship to Alcatraz.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, it might be chilly. I came into this predicament earlier in the year on a different cruise. Hot, super hot. What was your experience with the flies, Ryan? The flies, I felt like Jack Rainey or whatever the RV guy is. These goddamn flies.
Hey, fucking flies, yeah.
They're everywhere.
Where, like in Alcatraz?
Yes.
Zero flies, man. There's just a lot of seabirds there.
What?
Yeah, no
the,
flies.
The shithead guide that's yelling at people to get off the ferry so he can get his tour started. He's telling everyone, don't mind the flies. They're local flies here. They're a special type of flies. They don't bite. They'll just sit on you. You're swarmed with flies. You get off that boat. You actually, the boat docks. There's flies everywhere. Like you look at the person in front of you in the crowd. There's like 20 flies on the back of that person. You see everyone's doing this the whole damn time.
It's local flies, son. It's all right.
He's trying to explain, I don't know, the rules, or else you're going to get locked up. I don't know what the hell they do there. But flies everywhere. It was disgusting. But then once you get actually up the hill and you get, and of course, into the prison cells, flies, they were gone. They were spooked. But then coming back, even on the boat ride back, flies everywhere. They're all over the place. There, you're doing this constantly, or you're sitting like this and you look like, I don't know, like the priest, I think in The Exorcist, he's got flies all over him. And anyway,
this must be like the local, their experience of the grasshoppers, you know? Like, oh, these are just local grasshoppers, son. It's all right.
He spoke to it like it's been like that for years. Like I figured all the prisoners, Al Capone and Jack Hammer, whoever else was there, they were all dealing with these flies. And that's probably, you know, really piss them off. There were a few guys that tried to escape Alcatraz. I bet it wasn't the living accommodations. It was the damn flies. So they took their spoons and they started digging their way out of there. Get away from these flies. They jumped in the icy cold ocean. They died, probably. Now that you've talked about like this Morgan Wallen stuff, I'm thinking, I mean, these people could be anyone. They could have blended into society and been Zach Bryan, for all I know. Where'd he come from? No one knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what makes him so intriguing.
Very interesting. So much mystery.
So then that's Monday morning. Then we immediately hit the road. Get the hell out of that city. I'm tired of the city already. We drive up to Napa. It's, I don't know, an hour or two drive. So we go to Napa for the main event, some good old-fashioned wine. And from there, we went to like two or three wineries just on the way up. I think two wineries. I don't know. And it was lovely. It was lovely. I learned about the rebobs. Have you heard? You heard about the rebobs, Ryan?
I've never heard this word in my life.
You look this up, people. In Napa Valley, in I think it was maybe it was a specific neighborhood at this Fontanella Winery. The rebobs. You don't leave your kids out after dark because the rebobs will get you or get them. They're flying monkeys. They're flying monkeys. It's a local legend there. You don't leave your children out by the cemetery after dark. The rebobs will get them. They're going to fly away. I mean, of course, if they've been bad, you just drop them off and you're good. But the rebobs, real story. They wine people were telling me about the rebobs. So they're real. We had a great wine tasting there. Bad haircut, Ryan, this guy. Really nice guy. Actually, where I took that barrel room photo.
On your personal Instagram there.
Mm-hmm. Bad haircut. Expensive wine tasting too, but Jesus, man. The amount of money we spent on wine tastings alone on this trip, outrageous.
Wait, who said bad haircut's a place? Bad haircut's a place? It's a winery? Was that someone had
it? No, that was his haircut. It was bad. Like the guy that was serving us.
Oh, wine, okay. Yeah.
Very friendly. His haircut, Simple Jack.
You told us to shave this thing off? Here's a tip for you. Shave it off.
He mentioned something about having a wife. I couldn't speak for like 20 seconds. Yeah. I didn't understand. At first, I'm hearing about the rebobs, and I'm hearing about this guy's got a hot wife who lets him cut his hair like that. Yeah.
But back to the prices. I'm all about economics here. What is the price for a wine tasting in Napa Valley?
It ranges. We actually lucked out on day two with a couple cheaper ones. One was like $30. That was like the cheapest one. But you're looking at more like $50, $70, something like
$70?
That. $70? Oh goodness, yeah.
Right. Are they good pours?
They're definitely better. Yeah, they're pretty good pours. They're not always consistent, but they're better than here. But it's still not. It's outrageous. I mean, I knew all this going in, but the wine is double or triple the price as Okanagan wine.
Mm.
And the wine tastings, $50, $60, $70, $80. I'm looking at my credit card statement. It's US too. I'm looking at my credit card statement. I tallied up just the wine tastings and wine bars and wine experiences. Oh my goodness. I could have fed a family for like a year. I did the math after this trip. I could have gone back to Indonesia for like 2 weeks almost probably.
Jesus Christ. Flights included?
Yeah. Flights included. Yeah. I could have done double time in Indonesia instead of doing California. Holy I mean, said no regrets. I'm just being a ham here. not going back. I'm not. Maybe I will. It's expensive as hell. Day two, we hit on the. We went on the wine trolley. Bam, a couple hundred dollars probably right there. Head on the wine trolley. This is where we do our serious wine tasting. We go up and down Napa. Lovely time. Hit some lovely wineries. Every winery is a big mansion, just huge and huge vineyards. And Napa's kind of got a bad rap. Is being like snobby, like too good. But you know what? Everyone was super nice. You're gonna get gouged. You're going to pay a lot of money, but as far as the people, the experiences, lovely time, gorgeous time there. So we went to a few more wineries. Then Napa is really nice. It reminds me of the Okanagan here. I'd say the Okanagan is nicer. It's got the lakes. Napa's got the highway.
Sucks.
Yeah, it's got the hills and the vineyards, so it's really pretty.
What's your top winery?
Ryan, there's like 1,200 in Napa alone, so...
Yeah, the ones you went to, obviously. Yeah, what was your top choice?
Well, Cake Bread, this is a spoiler because you wouldn't let me finish, but Cake Bread was the next day that we went to and did a full, I booked a full tour so a bit more than your usual tasting. And that was really nice. And but like Fontanella, the haircut one was actually quite good. It was a smaller one right on the ranch, and they kind of sat you down on their patio, and it was just us, and there was like another couple over there, and it was quiet, and they took me into the wine. I rubbed up on the barrels there in the cellar, so that was really nice. That really got me worked up. Right. So those two were probably the top two. But it was all pretty good, but everything was outrageously priced. So then, yeah, the Wednesday, the wine trolley and lovely time. Downtown Napa, that's a cute little town there. They got in Napa, really nice. So you just wander around town, the town there. We hit up some wine bars there. Some good food as well. Yountville is a place near Napa that we hit up. We had some Mexican food after our wine tasting. That was really nice. So it's a nice place for sure. And then Thursday, I basically just booked that cake bread tour that I mentioned. And so, gave away my life savings for that. And we toured up and through their whole facility and land. And it was really cool. We had a really good guide, and we tasted some really good wine. Really nice experience there. And then we headed out of town, and we went to Half Moon Bay, which is just south of San Francisco. So we did a bit of driving just to avoid the city, and went to Half Moon Bay, a little beach town. And that was a little quaint town. I imagine like a Patio Lanterns High type of vibes. Like,
okay.
A lot of high school drama. Like,
oh, yeah.
In California, they go back to school stupidly early. Like, they're back to school middle of August.
Yeah.
So we're going down to do some day drinking at another wine bar or at a brewery or something in town there. And we see kids walking back from school and stuff. But totally Patio Lanterns a high vibes there. They're going to go skip some rocks or just watch the waves rolling. Yeah. And so nice little town there. Pretty quiet day and night. We did some exploring, good views and all that. And then Friday, basically just like went to the airport on Friday. I got into Vancouver 6 o'clock or something, and then drove back to Penn City, put on some Randy Houser.
Run out of moonlight, baby.
There and back, I was playing Randy Houser. Gets me pumped up for those many times. And Running Out of Moonlight, and just gunned it home. And that was a wrap. Yeah, that was a wrap on Cali.
Hell yeah, brother.
This happens all the time. Urinals, man. Urinals.
I have stuff to say about the urinals there. You go first, though.
Curious. Well, I don't think they're any different really than anywhere else, but I'll just say they're still the worst. I was peeing in a urinal. I looked down. I think this might have been in the airport either, like in a place where there's a lot of Alexander Grants around, like professionals. Yeah. I looked down at my shorts. They're like soaked with piss. There's just so much spray back. It's disgusting. Oh. All you can do at that point is go to the sink, pretend you slap some water on there. You didn't wipe your hands carefully. And I feel it on my ankles at one point. I'm peeing in the urinal, a safe space. And all of a sudden, what the hell's tickling my ankle? I'll tell you, all these urinals, man.
Oh, yeah, like California has a lot going on, but they have not figured out the angle of these urinals yet. They're way too low. I'm walking around Los Angeles, you know, going to different bathrooms, different bars. Everyone, it's got to be about like 6 inches to like a foot too low on the wall. Like you're just pissing straight down the splashback. Like you said, you just walk around, you're soaked. You're soaked to yourself.
It's gross. It is so gross. I'm like, do I need to like wash my legs off now? I feel bad. Like
you need like a leg bidet after this thing.
It's gross. So The too low is interesting. I didn't necessarily realize that on this trip, but in one of my last trips, I think maybe it might have been the Denver one last year where I told you, they were like super low or super high or something. I was like, I had to like stand on my tippy toes and lift everything up to kind of make it all work well. It was these urinals, man, they're, you know what, never too low, too high? Toilets, people. Mm. Really nice. The hotel bathrooms, the American hotel bathrooms, no fans. They hate fans. You hear everything, you smell everything.
So you made this mess now, son. You guys doing it.
Yeah. It's just, Anyways, yeah, good times in Cali for us both.
Good shit. Should we announce our final four song of the summers? Summer noms?
Yeah, I think so. I'm looking at the clock here. We're both busy people. I had like five more things, but next time, baby.
Yeah, I got some rants that I'll have to say for next time.
You're going to have to stay angry for like two more weeks sitting on those.
Always angry, man.
Yeah. Oof. Okay, how should we do this in the most dramatic way possible?
Maybe like
we already had to discuss these ones.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go for, should we say like the two that we're bringing forward each?
We each pushed
two forward. Yeah, you're a bit of a bully that pushed away one of mine, but you know, that's all right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you didn't listen to all the songs. So.
Are you kidding me? I made that playlist several times.
That doesn't make you listen to anything. You probably have the wrong songs on there.
Yeah.
Oh, right, you know what? This Tyler Childers guy. It's not Childers. It's Childers, I believe. Like he's a Zach Bryan guy. He's like mentioned in one of Zach Bryan's songs. Zach Bryan's up on stage. Childers, listen to Childers, like Sergeant Sturrock. And I'm like, oh, like they're kind of like buddies. And I asked Michelle, and she's like, oh, yeah, Childers. I'm like, oh, fuck. Introduced me. Whatever.
It's all connected. But yeah, sorry, Sergeant Sturrock. Childers didn't make the cut for our final four this time.
Not even close.
Nice. Yikes.
We had tough decisions to make. That was not one of them. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should announce all four. I'll start off with one. Old Fortuna with Timmy Trumpet. Just it gets the people going. My God, like I put it was at the top of my playlist because it was one of the first nominations. But every time I put it on in the gym or we're just getting ready for drinking, like it just elevates things to the next level. It reminds me of Levels by
Avicii. R.I.P. Avicii and Bob Barker and Paul Walker, actually.
Yes. Thanks for
Timmy Trumpet, Old Fortuna. So I nominated this one, basically did not listen to it once after I nominated it. And then you mentioned it like a few weeks ago. You're like, oh, I'm really loving this Timmy Trumpet. I was like, all right. And then we kind of listened to it a little bit when we didn't float the smoke.
Mm.
And it's kind of caught on recently. So now I've been listening to it more and I'm like, get into it, but I still like, even good. When I'm like getting pumped up or I try to listen to it at the gym, like the first or second drop I kind of like start laughing. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah,
this Timmy Trumpet guy, like I he's on my YouTube now on my like front page, and he was playing at Tomorrowland, I guess, and like, I don't know, he comes out with his trumpet and he's playing like the NFL theme song, and like, he, I don't know, he just does the weirdest stuff. But
yeah, we love Timmy on the pod. I know we've talked about a few times of Dixon Dallas, Like Whiskey.
Summertime in a blue sky, your hand in my hand. Cold beer with some moonshine and our toes in the sand. That look in your blue eyes, it makes me lose my mind. I pull you closer, I'm so glad you're finally mine. He put his hands up on my body, made the room a little hotter. I'm sipping him like whiskey, got me wetter than the water. I'm swimming in, wanna swim in him too. Make a little love, show you what my booty do. Boy, turn around, let me hit it from the back. Yeah, I know how you love it when I do it like that.
Yeah, that's been a clear Final Four one for me for a while.
It wasn't confirmed for me until, well, still a little while ago, but still I had to let it sit. And then I was like, oh yeah, this one's not going away. This is like a summertime banger. I just, oh yeah, that's a good one. Then sliding into the top four, another early nominee, S&M by Rihanna.
Nah, 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 come on.
S&M, that was my spin class song. It came on as spin class, and I thought, damn, this could be song of the summer.
Has anyone heard this one before? Like, this is crazy.
I was like, well, that's the thing. Like, I had heard it before, and I have, like, Rihanna on my phone. But I was like, oh, I know this song. But I was like, I don't even know what it's called, or why don't I have this? Well, it's because it's just called S&M. When she's not... I don't think she says S&M. She says sex and me. Like, so I was like a bit like, whoa, like what's the connection there? And then I was like, ah, the doy. And it's S&M. I've never spun so fast in my life. I ran home, spun home, and I came on the podcast with you and nominated it. And it still gets me going to this day. Oh, yeah. So it's a good one. And then lastly, some people are saying the television show of the summer, The Bear, but their like theme song, I can't get my camera right. My theme song is their theme song is Refused by New Noise.
We'll be right back.
really rocking song. That's a good gym song, Ryan. That's a good gym song.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, we'll put that up to the Lanternites to get some input on the final four. But as usual, go fuck yourself, because the final decision is gonna rest with us.
I really liked Poker Face, but I think Andrew submitted that one too little too late. I think if that was earlier in the summer, maybe it would have.
Yeah,
it had a chance at creeping in for me. I considered it. It's an honorable mention for me.
Yeah, fan of the show, Andrew Brown. You know, I'm sure I'll appreciate that. You just got to time it a little bit better next year. I mean, you know, sometimes people hear our warnings about, you know, you can't do it too early. You know, this is maybe the first, or maybe one of the first cases that's been too late. It was too late in the summer.
Too little, too late. Remember when you didn't know who JoJo was? Too little, yeah, too late.
Is that?
Yeah, that's song of the summer. Call
get
it
in,
song of the summer.
Get in there,
2024.
Man.
Yeah, nominating it tonight.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Okay, yeah. Should we shut it down there?
Shut her down.
Okay,
sign
that's
off.
Our final four. Be sure. Wow, look at this. We're 70 minutes. Forget about it. Come back in probably 2 weeks' time, Ryan. I think for Song of the Summer 2023, the official announcement. That's going to be a big episode. Follow us on Instagram at PL Podcast for a lot of great content on there. We're going to be trying to get to the bottom of this whole Keith Cook, Carlson Ross thing. Where's Keith? Where's Keith? Find Keith 2023. Patio Lanterns, hi. There's probably going to be another episode. In fact, I guarantee there'll be another episode. This series doesn't die. That's the thing with these high school shows. They just go on way too long. They jump the shark. Thanks. Maybe comment next time on Twitch, but thanks for joining us, gang. We'll see you later.
She fills my bed with gasoline. You think I wouldn't notice? Her mind's made up. The love is gone. Someone's trying to show us a sign that even if we thought it would last, the moment would pass. My bones will break and my heart won't give. Oh, it hurts to live. And I remember the day when you left for Santa Monica. You left me to excuses for everything. And I remember the time when you left for Santa Monica. I remember the day you told me it's over.